come. Yeah. Watch when it touch down. Uh-huh. Intercept your bag and you ain't like that.
Get your weight.
I think you need to sit down. It's Green Bay when that back come.
Yeah.
No rats, we stacking cheese. It's Green Bay when that back come. Uh-huh. I got a plug like Poe and that's on me. It's Green Bay when that back come.
What is up, everybody? Thank y'all for tuning in. The Matt Ramage Show presented by Quick Trip. I don't like my hat forward. I'm going to move it backwards. I feel like over the top, you know, that Sylvester Stallone movie back in the 80s. Got to have the hat backwards. I'm a little bit winded, people. I just ran up and down the steps. I get winded easily. But thank y'all for tuning in. The Matt Ramage Show presented by Quick Trip. Shout out to Quick Trip. I forgot my notes. But Quick Trip, Quick Trip is awesome. All right, you can order on the app now. Get it. Your food will be ready for you. They have new Quick Trip merch coming out soon. So stay tuned. Go to quicktripmerch.com and you can get all the newest merch from Quick Trip. You know, who doesn't want to walk around with the Quick Trip merch? Flex on them, boy. But yeah, that's what it is. Shout out to Quick Trip. Very honored to have Quick Trip sponsoring this show. I love Quick Trip. Everyone knows I love Quick Trip. Love the chicken tenders. Love the tendies. You know what I mean? As I call them. Love the old macaroni and cheese. Let's check out on the people who are tuning in already. All right. Go Pack Go, people. Dude, we have a full show. We have a full show. I don't always have a full show, but today I got a full show. Like, I have some stuff to talk about, people. I'm excited. Let me check out, like, because I have notes, so I can tell you right up front what this show is going to be. Oh, man, I screwed up already on my phone here. What the hell? I screwed up already. All right, anyways, we're going to talk about today. All right, first of all, I want to talk about my top five most respected fan bases. I want to talk about that, you know, a little bit. I want to talk about the fact that I'm going to the Green Bay Packers versus the Tennessee. No, the Houston Texans preseason game, the first Green Bay Packers preseason game of the year. I just found out a couple hours ago, my guy over on Twitter, I forget his name, no disrespect, but he said, hey, I got an extra ticket, you want to roll? I was like, dude, let's do it. Let's get it in. That's one of my favorite things about this thing is that people will just like, hey, you want to come to a game with me? Yeah, I do. I do want to go to a game with you. I don't know you, and I hope you're not a serial killer, but let's meet at the Packers Pro Shop just in case. I don't want to meet anywhere else. I'll be at the preseason game. The Packers on Twitter. I'll talk about this in a little bit. I'll show the screenshots, but I'm getting hooked up with a tour of Lambeau Field, a tour of the Packers Hall of Fame. I'm getting hooked up by the Packers themselves, and that's pretty cool. That is pretty cool. And then Tom Grassi, the GOAT of all people talking about the Green Bay Packers, especially on YouTube, he sent me a gift, so we're gonna show that about, you know, a little bit. But let's check out some of these comments here. So what are y'all doing tonight? Yo, Grassi has a poppy. What you got, Matt Ramage? I was thinking that same thing. Like, you know, you got the Grassi posse. It rhymes, dude. I don't know if he stayed up all night thinking about that. I don't know how he came up with that. Did someone else think of it? Was it his wife? Was it someone in his family? I don't know, because it's such a great little, it rhymes and everything. I got nothing that rhymes with Ramage. Nothing rhymes with Ramage besides damage. And nobody wants to be like, you want to be part of the Ramage damage. But what's up, Scott? How you doing tonight? But so shout out to Mark. Oh no, this is not Mark. What is up, Dwayne? All right, but Mark's in a building too. What's up? So where do we want to start? I don't even know where to start. So first of all right, try to get my mind together real quick right here. I had a couple of beers with me, dude. You drinking some beers, Mark? I'm having a few beers myself. You know what I mean? I'm having a good time. I went to the Packers family night. That was a good time. Met a lot of good people. A lot of good people walking around. A lot of good people saying what's up. That was fun. I'm still winded, people. I get winded. It takes a minute for me to come down. Where are my fat people at? Fat people, where are you at? Because I get winded, all right? What's up, Facebook user? I don't know your name because it just says Facebook user. But yeah, family night was a blast, dude. Family night was a blast. All right, so let's jump right into this thing. What are we going to talk about first? First of all, but like I said, I'm going to the Packers preseason game. I think it's going to be fun. Aaron Rodgers is not going to play. Not probably. He's not going to play. And this isn't news. Like, this isn't new. Excuse me. Oh, my goodness. I'm so gassy. This isn't news. Like, no one thought Aaron Rodgers was going to play in the first preseason game. I thought it was interesting, though. Aaron Rodgers said today, or not today, I don't know when it was recorded, but Sirius XM or whatever, whatever radio station that he was on, I think it was on Sirius, said he was talking about, like, he didn't know if he was going to come back to the Green Bay Packers until like 2 days before. I was going to put the audio up here, but I don't know if that's legal. I don't know the legal ramifications because it's a radio show. I don't want to steal their soundbite. But he was saying that he didn't know until like 2 days before Aaron Rodgers said if he was going to come back, because like he was contemplating retirement. Like, there's a lot of things he's excited about doing after he's done playing, but he didn't want to, you know, he's like, I'm all in. I'm all in, he said. So he said I didn't want to give a confirmation for sure until he knew he was all in, because, you know, his teammates, the team, the organization, he loves it all, the fans and all the things. But dude, I'm jacked up, but I wonder what that means, like, going forward, like after this season. Like, if he's even contemplating, like, he could just walk away, like, maybe after this season they win a Super Bowl, maybe Aaron Rodgers walks away. Maybe Aaron Rodgers decides, I've done enough. I had a good time. It's time to walk away. But, like, if he did, like, even this season, like, if 2 weeks ago we came out and said, I'm just going to retire, I'm going to hang him up, I'm going to have, you know, thank y'all, but I'm going to hang him, I'd have been like, all right, I respect that. I'm so glad he didn't, though. So glad. Because no hate against Jordan Love or whoever. I assume it would have been Jordan Love. But, like, Aaron Rodgers with this team, they're going to win the Super Bowl. The Packers are winning the Super Bowl this season. That's just what I think. And I want to let everyone know that everyone who comments on all my stuff, whether it's on Twitter, whether it's on YouTube, whether it's on Facebook, and you're saying negative things that the Packers ain't going to win a Super Bowl, I have an album in my iPhone that is called Receipts, and I'm saving all that because I never did it before. So I'm saving all of it, and I'm putting it in a certain album. At the end of the season, I'm going to go through that album. And if you're wrong, I'm going to expose you, bro. I got to do it. I'm going to expose everyone who says anything bad. And then next season or whatever the season is that Jordan Love starts playing, when all those people are talking trash about Jordan Love, I'm going to do the same thing. And then I'm going to expose you. I'm going to use you on my show. I'm going to use you for content. Because content, bro, it's hard to come by all the time, you know what I mean? Dude, but I'm going to expose some people this year. I'm just screenshotting everything, throwing in the old album. I'll never think about it. And then come, like, the end of the season, I'm going to be like, dude, let's take a gander at the old Receipts album, you know what I mean? I'm going to expose some people. Like, there's a Twitter account on Twitter that's called Cold Takes. And they do a lot of that exposing people. But let's check out a comment here from Wayne. He watches, he tunes in a lot. Matt Ramage, go Pack, go. It's so ready for the preseason game. One, Houston Texans versus Green Bay Packers. Dude, I'm ready. Dude, nothing better than a preseason game. I'm not going to drink during this game. I remember one time I went to a preseason game. I was so drunk. Cause you know, I'm preseason too, just like the players are, you know, they're going half speed. So was I was drinking it up. And I remember, like, sitting next to, like, a family, they had little kids. And I was like, man, I'm too drunk to be sitting next to little kids. So I went out in the concession area. I just hung out there because I was like, I can't be drunk in front of these kids. You know, they're having a good time. They're having a family moment. I'm over here just getting tanked, but, that's what it is. But let's get on with the show, people. All right. Shout out to Quick Trip. All right, Quick Trip. It's not just a gas station, people. It's a way of life. It is in Wisconsin. Quick Trip is a way of life, people.
And be sure to subscribe if you're watching on YouTube. Maybe you just stumbled upon this. You're like, what's happening here? Subscribe. Don't ask questions, all right? Don't ask questions. Just subscribe. But let's get on to this thing, all right? I'm trying to find my the old overlays here. Here we go. What is it? Oh, yeah. So let's talk about the Green Bay Packers. Shout me out. All right. Green Bay Packers. I tweeted out. I said, I have a confession. I said, I have lived in or very close to Green Bay all of my life and have never been to a Lambeau Field tour. Been at games, tailgated, did all the things. I never been to a tour. Might have to change that soon. Lambeau, hang on, I have a banner here I forgot about. Lambeau Field responded. They said, we definitely need to change that. Our friends at the Packers Hall of Fame would love to hook you up on a tour. Packers Hall of Fame responded, said, let's make it happen. We'll send you a DM and set it up, you know. And they did. They sent me a DM. We went through the communications. We talked. We had a good time, you know what I mean? And so I'm they're going to hook me up with a tour. It's going to be a good time, people. If you haven't been on a Green Bay Packers tour, you should definitely, you know, do that. But, like, when I was a kid, we used to go to, like, we used to ride bikes. Like, hey, meet you at Lambeau. We used to ride bikes, skateboards, the whole deal. And everyone, you know, I just never went to a tour. Like, my wife took my kids when they were young to the Packers Hall of Fame. I had to work that day. But, like, everyone should go to a tour, and I think most people do. People were mad at me. When I tweeted that out, people were like, I have only been to Lambeau 2 times, and I live in Alaska, and I went to a tour. I'm like, yeah, I'm sorry. I just never did. There's no reason for it. I'm ashamed of myself, quite frankly. And but now I'm going to rectify it. That's a whole word. I'm going to rectify it. I'll make it right. But shout out to Green Bay Packers. Shout out to Lambeau Field and Packers Hall of Fame, dude. I was thrilled just to have them respond to me, let alone like hook me up with a tour. Hopefully in the next couple of weeks, you're going to see some pictures on the old Instagram of me over here flexing on you. Dude, that is for sure. Kevin says, you need to make some clips while you're out taking the tour. Dude, I'm going to record the whole thing. I'm going to go live. I'm going to do the whole thing. I'm so excited to actually take a tour because the reason that happened because, like Cheesehead TV, you got like Joey, you got Tom Grassi, you got a lot of people who are in town this week, which sucks because I was on vacation last week. I took some vacation time to go to Packers training camp, do some stuff. It should have been this week because a lot of cool people are in town and I'm missing out because I got to work. You know, my job sucks, you know what I mean? But you got to work. So that is why I tweeted that, because I saw all these guys taking tours or taking pictures or doing all the things, and I was like, man, I wish I could do that. And that's actually why I tweeted that out. But I'm super stoked to get inside Lambeau, get inside the crevices, all the places that you don't normally get to get, and check out the Packers Hall of Fame. Oh, there's so much history in the Packers Hall of Fame, and I can't wait to get a part of that. I can't wait to get into that. But, hey, let's talk about top five most respected fan bases. All right. I'm not going to take the tour drunk. Where's this comment at? He says, take the tour drunk and lead the group. You know, what's funny about the whole tour thing is my son's coach, my son's basketball coach. He was the athletic director like at his school. I'm not going to say like where, because I don't want to shame the whole place, but, he retired. He's been a youth coach his whole life. Very good at it. Very good dude. Like led a lot of young kids, did a lot of good things like in his life, coached a lot of good, you know, basketball, like baseball, everything. Like the dude was coaching everything. He retired recently from being a teacher. And now he's actually one of the tour people. He takes people on tours. He's a history teacher, so that works out well because he knows the history of the world, you know what I mean? So I'm assuming he knows the history of the Packers too. But it's funny because like a lot of these parents of the coaches and like all of my kids were like, you know, their friends' parents, they were like, you make videos on the internet about football. Like, yeah, let's not talk about that. But yeah, he's a tour guide now for the Green Bay Packers. But let's talk about this. I got some screenshots here from the old Twitter, but I want to hear from you guys too at home. Who is your top five most respected fan bases in the NFL? I'm not talking about the best fan bases. I'm talking about teams you respect. What teams do you respect? What, like, fan bases do you just, like, yo, I respect that fan base, bro. And I got some screenshots I'm going to put up before I say mine, because I got some disagreements with a lot of the people that are saying stuff. And then after we do that, I'm going to show you guys what Tom Grassi got me. Let me drink, though, man. I'm thirsty. You know, I should have a serious satellite show. That's what I should do. But, like, I got to be able to drink beer while I do it. I'm winded, bro. Anyway, shout out to everyone who's tuning into who's watching this thing. You know what I mean? Let's have a good time. Yeah, Bills. I see a lot of people talking about the Bills. Cleveland has to be there. Bad for so many years and still had all. You know what I mean? That's what I'm talking about. Pittsburgh for sure. Love the comments. Keep them rolling up. But let's get into some of the Twitter people talking about it, all right? The first one on the agenda, we got the Bears. We got the Cowboys. We got the Chiefs. We got the Browns. And we got the Pats. I think the reason I put this screenshot on there is because of the Pats. I do not respect Patriot fans. And let me explain why. All right? Because, first of all, let's break it down. Bears, I got respect for the Bears fans. And I'm not saying you're wrong. All right? Summertime 100. America. All right, I'm not saying you're wrong, because, like, that's what this is. These are opinions. You got the Bears. I respect the Bears. Cowboys, no respect. Zero. Like, I could not have less respect for a franchise, a fan base, ever. Chiefs, absolutely. Respect. Browns, absolutely. Pats, But let me explain to you about the Pats. Let me explain to you about my level of respect for the New England Patriots. All right. If you're my age, fine. Even older, perfect. Respect it. But, like, so many Patriot fans, they've never had experience more than one losing season. I think last year was, like, their first losing season. So, Patriot fans, get out of here. I clicked on that. But the cheating thing, I don't even care about it. Just, like, if my point of respect is, like, have you gone through, like the dirt? Like, have you struggled and kept showing up? Is your stadium pretty much full, even though you haven't won a darn thing? Like, that is what I'm talking about. When I talk about respect, like, are you loyal? Do you stand by? Like, people talking about, I saw people on Twitter talking about Vikings have bandwagon fans. How? I'm not saying I respect the Viking fans, but, like, they don't have bandwagon fans. You got to win something to get some bandwagon fans. Viking fans don't have bandwagon fans. They might. I don't know if a bandwagon fan is like, I think they're going to do good this year, so let's jump on. No, I don't know. I think the bandwagon fans, no. Vikings, first of all, no respect. No respect. I have zero respect for Viking fans. They're trash. They celebrate injuries. They couldn't fill their stadium that long ago, and they were talking about moving them. Like, their ceiling caved in. That's not the fans' fault, but still, I'm throwing that in there. I have no respect for Viking fans. I just don't. I don't respect them. I don't think they're good at fanning. You know what I mean? Let's see what Mark has to say here. Mark's always got smart stuff. Raiders gave the classiest innovation to Favre after his dad passed away. All right. I respect that. I respect the... See, a lot of Packer fans were saying Raiders, and I wasn't sure why. Maybe that's why. Because the Raiders aren't known as the classiest group of bunch. You know what I mean? I was arguing with Raider fans earlier today on Facebook, and they were quite triggered, because I said, because they're like, we're the number one fan base. I forget, it was a FanDuel or someone gave me the idea for this post, like the, or like this topic. They're like, who's the top three fan base? And I forget what they said. But people were saying Raiders, and I was like, get the hell out of here with the Raiders. And they're like, oh, they're the best fans. I was like, that's why they keep moving. They're like, oh, moving has nothing to do with the fan base. I'm like, dude, if you're selling out tickets, if you're selling out your arena and the community is doing great because everyone's coming to your spot to like watch that team, they're not moving, bro. The Raiders move like every 10 years. I don't know. I respect them for that day, but like I don't respect them as a whole. I don't. I think that they're good fans, are loyal. They wear like the costumes and they do a good job. I'm not saying that they're trash, like they're like the worst fans in the whole world. I think that they're passionate and they're all that. So I'll give them props, but like they're not in my top five. I'm just telling you, they're not in my top five. This guy says the Broncos. I don't have respect for the Broncos fans because they've been running their mouth all offseason and they beat us Super Bowl 32. So they're not in my top five, but a lot of people are saying that. So like that must mean something. I'm not saying I'm always right. I'm not saying what I say is like the Holy Grail. I don't even know what that means, but I hear it a lot. But yeah. And Brad says Raiders fans dress up win or lose. So like, I respect that. I respect that. They're there. They're doing their thing. They're just not in my top five. I'm not saying the Raiders fans are like trash and they're like not any good fans. And like, you know, they're like bottom five, you know what I mean? But I'm just saying is like, they're not in my top five. Let's keep it moving with the Twitter people. Sweaty Teddy L. He says number one, Steelers, Bills, Broncos, Seahawks. And Raiders. All right, so Steelers fans obviously travel extremely well. Steelers fans are among like the best traveling fans in the league, but they're not as nice as people have them out to believe, you know, make you believe. My wife went to Super Bowl 45. She did not bring me, by the way. She went with her job. I did not get an invitation, so whatever. I don't want to talk about it. But Steelers fans are very rude to her, though. They were mean. Packers were up. They were winning. My wife was happy. She's up celebrating. She's yelling, yay, go Pack, go, all the things. They're like, sit down. So, like, they dipped down to my little thoughts on them because they were disrespecting my wife a little bit. But Steelers, obviously, well-respected. But they win a lot. They've won a lot. So, like, and Pittsburgh is a great place, like the Steel Curtain, like all the things. So, I got much respect for Steeler fans. I'm not saying anything different. But, obviously, they're one of the best fan bases in the league. But I'm just saying they ain't perfect people. Then you got the Bills, obviously one of the best. Broncos fans, I touched on that. Let's talk about the Seahawks fans. See, well, first of all, I want to say Seahawks fans, I respect as a fan base, like as being fans, but they're also very douchey. They are. They're very Seahawks fans. Like when they started to win, like the whole, 2012-ish, dude, people jumped on. That bandwagon was full. Tires were getting low. They were leaning like they were the Flintstones. That bandwagon, I'm not sure I've ever seen a bandwagon quite like the Seahawks fans. But the Seahawks fans before that were legit. So I'm not taking anything away. Seahawks are not in my top five because they irritated the hell out of me at that time because they were like the kryptonite for the Packers at the time. So they kept the Packers out of a lot of playoff games, a lot of Super Bowls. I won't say a lot, but like at least one for sure. I don't want to talk about the people. But so Seahawks are not in my top five, but they are a very respectable fan base. And, you know, if I was doing top 10, they're probably there. And I will do more of these because I think it's a good idea. I actually want to do a bottom five, maybe a bottom 10, just the crud, you know. I want to mention the Cowboys is all I'm saying. But, yeah, Seahawks fans, much respect to the true Seahawks fans. Not the bandwagon fans, but, like, the true Seahawks fans, much respect. The guys who were there, like, 2007, you know, for a long time when they were nothing. So shout out to those Seahawks fans. They're loud and all the whole thing. I, I respect that. But you have a lot of bandwagon fans. Filter that out. You know, you mean you have to self-meditate, you know, or whatever. Self-medicate. Get those bandwagon fans out of there and you'll get in my top five. You know what I mean? But let's keep her moving here. What do we got here? He says Green Bay, which I said not, you know, I'm not counting Green Bay in this. Bills, Chiefs, Saints. What we got here? Oh, yeah, he said the Vikings. That is why I put this on here, because all these from Twitter, I put them on there for a reason. I'll talk about the Chiefs in a little bit, but first of all, let me talk about the Vikings. Vikings fans deserve never, ever to be in any situation when you're talking about a top five fan base. The Vikings should never be mentioned if you're talking about a top 10 fan base. The Vikings should never be mentioned if you're talking about a top 15, a top 20, maybe not even top 25. The Vikings are the trashiest fans of all the fans in all of the sports. They are horrible and they deserve no respect as being fans. The Vikings are the trash of all fan bases. Every fan base, when they compare you to the Vikings, you are embarrassed and you are shocked and you are appalled. The Vikings are a trash fan base. They celebrate injuries. They've won nothing, but they have the most to say. The Vikings have no respect, and I respect them zero. None. None at all. Like, dude, Vikings are trash, bro. The Viking fans are trash. Their organization is trash. Their stadium is trash. Their ceilings cave in. They build new stadiums. They kill birds. Don't you love birds, people? Don't we love birds? The Vikings are a trash organization. Kelly knows what's up. Let's bring this up. You know, Kelly knows what's up. Shout out to Kelly. Vikes suck. All right. I have no respect for the Vikings as a franchise, as a team, as a fan base. Like, I have none. No respect to the Vikings. If I was doing a bottom five trash fan base, which I will do eventually, bet your money Vikings will be on that list. You know, all right? Vikings will be on that list. So, so you're putting them on there. I'm not saying that you're wrong. These are all opinions. I'm just saying my opinion. Vikings are trash. All right, so we got here. We got Glenn. He says Lions, they've seen some stuff. All right, I respect that. All right, I respect that. Browns, Browns, most, you know, a lot of respect for Browns. Chiefs, Niners, no respect. I don't respect Niners fans. And the Bears. So let's talk about the Lions here for a little bit, all right? Lions, I actually respect Lion fans. I don't have a lot of Lion fans coming at me. You know what I mean? I do not have a lot of Lion fans coming at me. So, like, I respect that because I talk a lot of trash. But Lion fans never, like, reciprocate. They're just like, all right, talk your stuff. I don't want to get involved. But the Lions, dude, they've sucked since like the 50s, bro. They had Barry Sanders. For me, the best running back of all time. He is, for Matt Ramage, number one running back to ever play the game. That is what I say. Barry Sanders, number one running back ever. And, you know, you can debate that. A lot of people will. But for me, dude, he crushed my soul so many times, running back and forth, just embarrassing the Packers defense back in the day. I watched those games. I saw those games. And so much respect to Barry Sanders, but they did nothing for him. Kelvin Johnson, they both just like, you know what, I quit. I'll just retire and go hang out and do whatever the hell they did. But like Lion fans were there like, yo, we had some of the best, one of the, for sure, like top whatever running back of all time. I say number one. You could argue 2, 3, whatever the hell you want to say. Kelvin Johnson, the same thing. I don't know where do you put him personally, but like he's obviously like a top five wide receiver probably of all time. Stafford, I don't think was horrible quarterback. When they drafted him, they're all jacked up. Yeah, we're gonna win something. No, you're not. You're not, because the Lions ownership does not care. They'll build some cars, but they don't care about building a football team. You know what I mean? So I say respect to Lion fans. You're not in my top five because you're in my division, and that's probably not going to happen. Actually, I think I have the Bears in my... But Lion fans, they had a lot of empty seats for a lot of years. You know what I mean? Yeah, they sucked, and I get it. You know, they had the bags on the heads. How can I put you in my top five when you have bags on your heads? I just can't do it. You know what I mean? Let me drink this damn beer. That's why I like having guests on. They talk and I can drink beer. When I'm solo, I can't drink a lot of beer. You know what I mean? And that's really the point of doing these shows is drinking beer. You know what I mean? I like to have a good time. You know what I mean? Rich said, Lion fans are true fans. They dealt with a lot of losing. You know what I mean? And that's what I say. I respect them for that. If you're a true Lion fan and you're still like, if I'm at the grocery store and I see someone wearing a Lions jersey, I don't care if it's Barry Sanders, I don't care if it's Stafford or whatever person you got, I look at you and I say, I respect that. I respect that. Your team is trash. Your team is one of the trashiest trash teams in the league. And you're out here wearing a jersey at the grocery store? Respect, bro. Let's give him a round of applause. Let's give him a round of applause, Lion fans. Shout out to Lion fans, but you did not make my top five because you do wear bags on your heads. And, you know, with good reason, you know what I mean? But what's this one say? Okay, we got Nate Stewart, who I know. He's a good dude. He says, Ravens, Chiefs, Broncos, Titans, Colts. First of all, Nate, you're a Ravens fan, so I will not accept that as an answer. I am not going to say Packers on my list because I know that you're a Packer fan too, because you were a news guy here in Green Bay for a little bit. Shout out to Nate, first of all, good dude. But you are a Ravens fan, Chiefs fan, or a Chiefs. And then first of all, I'm not crapping on Ravens fans. I think Ravens fans are pretty good. I don't know a lot about the Ravens as a fan base, so I don't know like if the Ravens are a good fan base or a bad fan. I would never trash Baltimore. They seem pretty riled up. You know what I mean? They seem like a good group. So they probably are a pretty good fan base. I ain't gonna lie. Chiefs, good fan base. Broncos, no respect. We've been through it. Titans, I don't even know about the Titans. Are the Titans a good fan base? Then you got the Colts. I saw a lot of people say the Colts. I don't know a lot about the Colts, so I'm starting to wonder, are the Colts a good fan base? Am I missing something? Because I'm not saying that they're bad, but I'm saying it's like I don't know a lot about the Titans or Colts. So like maybe they are. Maybe I'm missing something. To put them in your top five? I don't know about that, bro. I don't know about putting the Titans or the Colts in your top five. But it is an opinion base, so I respect it. I'll listen to it. You know what I mean? We'll have a good time with that. So let's check out Noah. He says Bills, Raiders, genuine Buccaneers fans, and for some reason, yes, the Bears. See, that is the reason I put that on there, is genuine Buccaneer fans. We've already talked about the Bills. We talked about the Raiders. I'm going to get to my list in a little bit. We're talking about genuine Buccaneer fans. Let's focus on that. Genuine Buccaneers fans. I don't know that I've ever seen a bandwagon group of people form around a team more than the Buccaneers. The Buccaneers. Dude, I get so many Buccaneer fans in my comments, in my replies on Twitter, on Facebook, and all the places that I talk trash. I get Buccaneer fans. Like 12-year-olds on Instagram. Oh, Tom Brady did that. Get the hell out of here. Dude, like these young people, dude, first of all, the Buccaneer fans, I don't think half of them are Buccaneer fans. They're Patriot fans. They just swapped over. Patriot fans who were born in like 2000 or like 1996 or whatever, and they weren't of age to even see the Patriots lose. They couldn't stand to have a losing. I'll just follow Tom Brady because they can't stand to take a losing season. And that is the most, I do not respect fans. Dude, stand through. When the Packers went 4-12, I got my tattoo. I got a Packers tattoo. When the Packers are 4-12. And dude, Like, that's what tests your true fanhood is when your team is trash, when your team sucks. Everyone's trashing. You turn on ESPN, they're like, your team sucks. And you're like, ah, it sucks. It's hard. It's painful. It hurts. So, like, Patriot fans, they don't know what it's like. It's like being really rich and you lose it all. And now you're living on the street and you're like begging for quarters. Like, it's hard to take. So I feel like a lot of those fans just jumped over to the Buccaneers. Now, if you're from Boston, I don't care what year you're born. I respect it. You're rooting for the home team, whatever. But if you live in like San Diego, but you're a Patriot fan, like, what are you doing? You live in Detroit, but you're a Patriot fan. Unless your dad is a Patriot fan, or like he's from Boston, or your mom or your uncle, you got to have a reason, bro. You got to have a reason. Like, I was on vacation one time. I met Tom Brady, whatever. Like, dude, don't just be. Tom Grassi's in the building. All right. But that's what I'm saying, dude. I don't respect Buccaneer fans who, dude, like 2002, like those were some good rivalries, like with the Green Bay Packers, Warren Sapp, Brett Favre, grabbing each other's helmets, having a good time. You know what I mean? Let's get through this because I actually want to, so Grassi's in the building. I want to show you that gift he got me. This is not the helmet. This is a Devontae Adams, Tom Grassi. This is Devontae Adams. Anyways, let's get, oh no, that was one we just looked at here. No, that was one we just looked at. We got one more, the last one. The Seahawks. Doesn't matter if it's preseason or if it's their team is down by 5 touchdowns. They are there and they all through the game. I can't read because my camera's in the way, but he's saying that they're loud and they're proud and they're always there. See, that's the thing, like with Seahawk fans, I have respect for them, but they will never make my top 5 because the rivalry with the Packers. I'm biased. I don't care. I get they're loud. They showed up. They were there before they were winning all those things, but they have a lot of bandwagon fans. Seahawk fans, bandwagon fans jumped out. 2012. Whoa, they were all crazy. Yay. Anyways, let's get to my list here, people. Let's get to my list. Oh, I don't even have a list. I got to look it up on here. All right. So let's get to my list, people. Number 5. I should have put it on the screen. I should have had it ready. I didn't think of that. Number 5, Kansas City Chiefs. Kansas City Chiefs are my number 5. The fan base I respect the most. Dude, they're loud. I think they have the record for the loudest stadium. Kansas City Chiefs, good fan base, solid fan base. They were there before Mahomes. You know what I mean? Much respect before Mahomes was there. Now they deserve it. I'm happy for Chiefs fans. They got that. They have young Aaron Rodgers. I remember when Aaron Rodgers like first popped out. I mean, it was different because they had Brett Favre. We had Brett Favre before that. But the Chiefs, man, they've been doing their thing before Mahomes. And shout out to them, you know what I mean? Shout out to the Kansas City Chiefs fans. Let's give them a round of applause. There we go. And then we have number 4. A lot of people might not like this, but I'm going to say it anyways. The Chicago Bears. Shout out to Chicago Bears. And let me tell you about the Bears, because the Bears have a rich history. They have a rich history. I trash the Bears so much. And Bear fans, like they talk to me like, hey, you know, I know you talk trash with my team. You sing songs. You dance around. Have a good time. And it's respectable. Like, they talk trash to me. I talk trash to them. They got a rich history. They won some championships back in the day. People don't give them credit for it. I do. But anyways, the Bears helped the Packers back in the day. I don't know the history of it, but I know that they helped them. So shout out to Bear fans. Then we got number 3, Pittsburgh Steelers. Shout out to the Pittsburgh Steelers. We got the Pittsburgh Steelers. They travel well. They were very rude to my wife when she went to the Super Bowl, but we're gonna let that go. They travel well. They have the towels. They started the whole towel thing. They wave them around. They're having a good time. You know what I mean? So, you know, the 70s, they were killing it. So I don't think it's really hard to be a Steelers fan because they won a lot. You know what I mean? They're like kind of like the Packers of like back then. Packers always seem to win a lot. They won a lot of Super Bowls back then, though. They won like 4 in a row or something. But shout out to Steelers fans. All right. All right. I'm not crapping on you. You guys travel well. Number 2. The Cleveland Browns, people. Let's give them a round of applause. All right. So, Cleveland Browns, dude, they sucked like since forever, bro. Like, they sucked like forever and a day. They were good like in the 50s, like 40s, or whatever it was. They're a very old franchise by themselves. But, like, those fans were like, they're just loyal, bro. They're very, and that's what it is like. Respect is comes from loyalty. It's loyalty. Browns fans, they're out there wearing the dog helmets. You know, they're part of the dog pound. They're doing all the things. So like Brown fans, I got nothing but respect for Brown fans. Oh my goodness. Let me just drink my beer, people. Give me a second. This is why I like guests on, so I can drink while they talk. You know what I mean? But Brown fans, I think they deserve a lot of respect. And now it's their time. They got their quarterback. They got their team. They're doing some things. I'm rooting for the Browns. I would love nothing more than the Packers to play the Browns in the Super Bowl. Or my number one team. My number one most respected team besides the Green Bay Packers in the NFL, the Buffalo Bills. Let's give them a round of applause, people. Let's give them a round of applause. Buffalo Bills, dude, they're crashing through tables. They're doing all the things. But even before that, dude, they lost. Was that four Super Bowls in a row? Four Super Bowls in a row the Bills lost. And they're like a lot of teams would have just been like, you know what? I'm done with this. I'm done with this. Because you know how heartbreaking it is to lose the Super Bowl? They did it 4 years in a row. Like, are you kidding me? That's tough. But they're still there, and now it's their time to shine. They got Josh Allen. They got a team over there in Buffalo. It's their time to shine. Flex on those New England Patriot fans. Flex on them. Dude, if I was a Buffalo Bill fan, I would not shut the hell up. I don't shut the hell up anyways. But if I was a Buffalo Bill fan, bro, I would be so loud to Patriot fans. And they talk about the Super Bowl. Like, whatever. We're talking about the day, baby. We're talking about this year right now. Josh Allen, baby. We got the team. Anyways, so Buffalo Bills, you are my number one respected fan base. And shout out to you. Let's give one more round of applause. All right, so now before we get out of this thing, I want to show you guys. Tom Grassi sent me a present. He sent me a gift, which is very cool because I'll just say right now, Tom Grassi is my favorite content creator of the Green Bay Packers, right? I don't mean to get all like, oh, whatever, this and that. But I'm just saying, Tom Grassi, I think he's great. I think he's outstanding. I think he does a phenomenal job. I think a lot of people who make podcasts or make videos or do it, all the things, are look to Tom Grassi as like one of those guys. So he decided to send me a gift. I was very humbled by it. But let me tell you, let me show you like what he got me, all right? Oh, I should have taken it out of the wrapper beforehand. But he got me a Paul Hornung. Let me move this camera here. This mic. He got me a Paul Hornung autograph. It says the Golden Boy. Paul Hornung is my favorite Green Bay Packer of all time. You probably can't hear. Paul Hornung is my favorite Green Bay Packer of all time. I mentioned it when I was on the Cheesehead TV show, the Round Table. And so he decided to send me that. That is pretty awesome. Paul Hornung, right out in front of my camera, I have an autographed picture someone sent me. The autograph's kind of faded because it's very old, and I think it got really hot one time. But this is very awesome, so I truly appreciate it. Tom Grassi, appreciate you. Let's give him a round of applause. And I'm probably gonna move it. I'm probably put it right there, and I'm gonna figure out some stuff. But Tom Grassi, if you happen to not follow Tom Grassi or subscribe to him on YouTube, definitely change that. Tom Grassi is to me the GOAT of content creators, of podcasts, of video makers. He does it big time. He does a good job. But there it is, people. But I am on Patreon now. So if you want to support the show, go to patreon.com, Matt Ramage, and you can support the show. And for the supporters, I'm going to do some shout outs during the live shows, during my podcast. I'm also going to do some Zoom chats when I gather Patreon users. I have not one supporter yet. So if you support right now, patreon.com/Matt Ramage, you can be my first supporter. I'm going to do some Zoom chats eventually, do some shout outs, and maybe even have people on my podcast who people want to jump on my Zoom or jump on my show on my lives who are supporting me. You know what I mean? Give back to the supporters is what I say. But shout out to everyone who's tuning in. Shout out to, you know, we got some new merch coming. And if you go to SeatGeek.com, You can use the promo code Matt Ramage to get $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. It's hard to say, people. All right. But yeah, so to go to it, if you never use SeatGeek, go to SeatGeek.com. Promo code Matt Ramage, $20 off your first SeatGeek perch. I can't say. Just read it. All right, people. Just read it. All right. And if you're watching this, be sure to share, retweet, subscribe. Make sure to, if you're watching this on YouTube, subscribe. I'm trying to get my subscriber up. You know what I mean? But I appreciate everyone tuning in. Go Pack Go. This was really fun. You guys have a good time? You guys have a good time? Let's go. I had a good time, people. This season, I'm going to do live shows every Tuesday and Thursday, plus on game days. We're going to do some pregame shows. We're going to do some postgame shows. We're going to do a lot of stuff this season. It's going to be fun, but unless I'm at the game. If I'm at the game, I'm probably going to do it, but I'll probably do some stuff in Lambeau Field then. You know what I mean? But anyways, go Pack Go, people. Thanks for tuning in. Woo-woo. I love y'all. Shout out to Quick Trip.
It's Green Bay when that pack come. Yeah. Watch when it touch down. Intercept your bag and you ain't like that. I think you need to sit down. It's Green Bay when that pack come. No rats, we stacking cheese. It's Green Bay when that pack come. I got a plug like Poe and that's on me.